Hi, Gloria Liebecker here with Healing You. Today I've been thinking about some questions that some clients were asking me. They're asking me questions like, how do you stay in relationship with someone when they're not being relational with you? When they're pushing back at you or making you wrong? When they're judging you or if they're shaming you, how do you stay in relationship when that's your experience? Well, that takes a lot of practice, first off. To stay self-connected first, because especially when other people are labeling you or judging you or making you wrong, our automatic habit for most of us is to defend ourselves. Is to take it personally, especially when it's about us. That makes sense. Yet when we take it personally, we've actually left the relationship ourselves. So how is it possible to keep our heart open and curious and warm? For me, that requires that I stay in relationship with myself first. That I recognize when I feel shocked. I feel like that's in my body. I can feel maybe there's a stunnedness on my face. Maybe there's a tightening across my forehead. Maybe my belly clenches or my heart starts to pound. I can know that I'm being activated in my sympathetic nervous system with my fight reflex if my arms start to tingle, or maybe I feel like running away really fast if my legs get a lot of energy going. And that's letting me know what's happening in my body, how my system is responding in the moment to my environment. So the first thing I want to always encourage anyone to do is to stay self-connected first. Because unless we're self-connected, we're not really going to see all of the options that are available to us in the moment. When I have an activation of my sympathetic nervous system, or even more is if I have my parasympathetic dorsal activation, if I go into immobilization, then my body has already determined that it's not only not safe, but that there's nothing I can do. So my body's doing its best to protect me from having pain by numbing me out. So in order to stay present, I need to breathe first off. Just slow down and take a moment to drop into my heart and take a breath to help me stay right here, right now. And to notice the sensations that I'm experiencing, whatever they may be. And allow those sensations to link me into the feelings, the emotional state that has been called up in the moment by my body. And then recognize what I value. What is it that I'm needing? And the intention that I hold that supports me the most is to have an intention for heart connection with anybody that I'm meeting or communicating with, wherever I am in my day. And that first starts with me. Am I heart connected with myself? Or am I caught up in my thoughts? When I'm caught up in my thoughts, I'm not really present and relational myself. So when I notice that it seems like someone's pushing back at me, I want to notice what I'm telling myself and breathe into that and invite myself to come back into relationship and then notice what it's like to be in relationship with this other being. So if that's something you resonate with, I would invite you to give it a practice. Notice what it's like. And if you practice it every day, you'll start to notice that you have more and more access to your own capacity to stay engaged in relationship with others. I hope that's a supportive tip that I can hand off to you. And thanks for being with me on this journey. Healing you.